I'm the only one awake in the house. Or at least I think so. It's getting towards the end of a busy day. I've been to London and back. And I've been working. In fact, I'm due to upload a conversation I had, education-based, at the Future Learn offices, which are in the British Library. And I was properly surprised at how amazing the British Library was. On the inside, on the outside, I'll be honest, very, very big building for a kind of a new build in London. Looked like a very, very large county library, like they'd taken the plans of a library from, I don't know, Leicestershire, Coventry, and then just pumped it up to the max. I originally pictured pillars and all kinds of crazy stuff, which the old one might have had, and where they relocated, I don't know, but very impressive kind of collection, the glimpses I saw when I was in there. But yeah, crazy busy day, and I've been doing a bit of editing, watched the film, relaxed. I need to be in bed. I've got 700 steps left to do on my my fitness band, which, sad as it sounds, is something I'll probably try and do either walking briskly around the house, or very occasionally I'll go for a walk around the block, because it's just annoying if I have like only 3 digits left and I can chisel them off and hit my goal and get that smiley face. I've talked about this before. There's a dog barking next door, and I've been outside with a kid's telescope, which is not very good, if I'm totally honest, to look at the moon. And it did kind of fill the viewfinder, and it's nice to see the craters and the seas. But with all this space stuff going on today, the Orion launch and successful launch and retrieval, I was kind of inspired. Right now I'm looking at a space helmet sat on top of the fridge. It's not the best space helmet. In fact, it's pretty shoddy. The lid pops up, which you wouldn't really want in space. And it's got a button on the side that does this. Which, when you're wearing a helmet, believe it or not, sounds exciting, even if you know it's a toy helmet. God, I dream of such things. I kind of really hope I live long enough to be able to afford a ticket to go to space, or, you know, I can kickstart a one, or I'll win one in a lottery. I don't know, just really, really got excited initially yesterday, when it was cancelled last minute, which was a bit gutting. But today, watching the rerun, because I missed the actual launch because I was doing trains and automobiles. But yeah, good day, and it's good to be getting back into work, kind of full on. So there's definitely going to be a flavour change to the feed, and let's see how it goes. I'm you know, no sooner getting kind of back into work after a short break than I'll be winding down again for Christmas. But next week, New York. So if you're in New York and you want to hook up, I think we're having a bit of a tweet up on the 11th, let me know, or drop me a tweet or do whatever. So that's the 11th of December. If you're listening to this in the future, it's the 11th of December 2014. And unless you can bend space-time, or you have some kind of contraption, you've missed it, I'm afraid. But I'm sure there'll be other opportunities to hang out and grab a beer. But in New York, probably not many. So, nearly time for bed. How many steps have I got left? Damn it, 600. Don't think I'm going to get it unless I jog on the spot. Right, have a good one.